On the first weekday after the Thanksgiving holiday, Ohio hit yet another record for COVID patients in hospitals and for those in intensive care units and on ventilators. And while case numbers have dropped a bit, medical professionals are saying the battle against the virus is raging on. Governor Mike DeWine moved up his usual Tuesday news conference on COVID to Monday. And starting off, Dr. Andy Thomas from Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center in Columbus, who says statewide there's been a 200% increase in patients in just a month.
We crossed 5,000 inpatients with COVID in Ohio's hospitals for the first time ever during the course of the pandemic. Just back on November 1st, we were just under 1,700 patients.
Thomas says the jumps in cases and patients in rural areas are especially concerning. And he says those rising hospitalizations are translating into a very different climate in the calls that he's doing with others in Ohio's three hospital zones, which went from weekly to more than once a week to now daily calls, even on Thanksgiving.
It feels palpably different when we're on our zone calls with hospital leaders around the state than it did a month ago or even a couple of weeks ago, the level of anxiety and concern. In fact, we had one hospital in the northern part of the state that had to call in a refrigeration truck because they had exceeded the capacity of their on-site morgue.
Neither Thomas nor DeWine identified that hospital. Medical professionals say since there are more treatments and better understanding of COVID now, death totals are not climbing with case numbers. But they say they're seeing COVID patients who are younger and were healthy. There are nearly 1,200 COVID patients in intensive care units in Ohio. Dara Pence is the ICU nurse manager at Riverside in Columbus and says she wishes she could bring people with her to walk through her unit.
But then I don't wish anybody to ever see what we have seen, what our nurses are going through. Our nurses are, our team is amazing. Our team is strong, but everybody is only so strong for so long.
Jamie Gear is the COVID unit team leader at Upper Valley Medical Center in Miami County in Southwest Ohio. And she says she wishes she could wear a GoPro for just 4 hours so people could see what nurses and others are going through.
I don't think the public truly understands what we go through every day, the heartbreak and the emotion and seeing the fear on these patients' faces. This is no joke. This is very serious.
Gear and others say they're worried about their own health and that of their colleagues, and about how to care for the huge surge in patients, many of whom are in isolation and some who will die alone. DeWine also announced at his briefing that two Ohio prison workers have died, the first employee deaths in the system in several months. They are Officer Stephen Cook, who worked at Dayton Correctional and was with the department for over a decade, and Mark Jones, who worked at Trumbull Correctional for 26 years. DeWine also said the backlog of antigen tests not reported in the state's daily numbers is down to 7,500 from a high of 15,000. He says the state will soon be switching over to guidelines from the CDC on reporting those tests, which are less sensitive than the PCR tests the state uses for its positive results. That will mean a one-day surge of positive cases sometime in the next 10 days. DeWine was also asked if he planned any future health orders closing down businesses. He replied that lockdowns are, in his words, very detrimental when it comes to mental health and drug overdoses, and that there's some evidence that Ohioans did pull back and cases did not grow. So he's asking all Ohioans to continue to pull back more by not traveling and further limiting their face-to-face interactions with others. Karen Kessler at The Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.